Our scripture reading today is from John 5, verses 8 and 9. Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day in which this took place was the Sabbath. Thanks be to God.
Amen. I thank God. I just give him praise one more time. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for bringing me here to Broadway Christian. I thank you, God, that I celebrate four months here. And God, I thank you for all of the different opportunities that we have experienced together. Lord, I ask that you come into this sermon today. Lord, that you would bless those who are hearing, that you would speak to their hearts. You would encourage them through the word. And we just give you all of the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I thank God today. I just thank him today. I really felt his presence when I came in and I was sitting here and we were singing. I just really felt his presence today. So I hope that you all can feel and know that he is here today and he's here to meet our needs today. He's here to bless and to make a way for us where it seems to be no way. God is here today to bless us. First off, I want to apologize. I gave Lori the wrong scriptures. I don't know how I managed to do that. So the scripture, we'll just stick with this page today and I'll read them. And I'm going to be reading from John 5, 1 through 10. If you want to open up your own Bibles or your apps or whatever. And I apologize for that. I don't know how I missed it, but somehow I gave her the wrong scriptures. And, I will be more cognizant of that. I will be more aware of that for next week and make sure that we're all on the same version of the Bible. I'm still getting used to, generally before I would do it all myself. And so then I could adjust, but so please forgive me for that. And we're going to jump on into our sermon today. And first I want to give honor again to the trustees and the elders and to, the board and to all of the congregation. I just, again, thank God for being here. I thank him for bringing me here. I thank him for his mercy and his grace and his love and his kindness. I don't know what I would do without him. I just thank him so much for just being God in my life and guiding me and directing me. And so today I want to talk from the topic, it's turning around for me. As I mentioned before, I get a lot of my sermons from songs, and there's a song that's called "It's Turning Around for Me." And I was listening to this song and, I started to just reflect on my life and all the times God has come in and turned things around for me when it looked like it was going to go one way and it seemed like I wasn't going to be able to get exactly what God had for me. He came in, he like swooped in and he turned the situation around for me. And so that's what I want to talk about today. I want to bring that to your attention as well. I'm sure you all have experiences where God, you didn't think it was going to work out. You didn't think you were going to make it. And God came in and turned that situation around. In the song, it says, "It won't always be like this. God will perfect that concerning me. Sooner or later, it turns in my favor. I believe it's turning around for me." And that's how I feel. I want to encourage you today. It won't always be like this. What you're going through right now, it won't always be like that. Sooner or later, God comes in. He turns the situation around for you. And I know we all have examples. I have an example, which I always do, it seems. But my journey through school, I mean, it was an 11-year journey, so there's always something. But I was thinking about that this morning, and it seemed like I wasn't going to finish. It did. I put so much time into it, and it felt like I wasn't going to finish. And yet I knew it was part of God's plan for my life, that I had to finish and walk into the next level that he had for me. And so I'd gone through three chairs for my dissertation, three different chairs. I had three different topics that I'd gone through. And then it just looked like that was it. And we had, our dean kind of gave us this speech that said, "It's now or never. You're out of here if you don't get this." And so I was, distressed. But I called my current advisor, that last advisor that I had, and I said, "I am not quitting." I said, "I don't care what it looks like. I'm not quitting. I'm fighting to the end." And he said to me, "Well, then I'm going to fight with you." And that was the moment it turned around. The whole situation turned around and it just worked out. And I did finish. So I thank God for that. But it's just like that. It can be just in a moment and everything can turn around for you. And so I was thinking of Daryl on Wednesday. And during our Bible study, and he was sharing the story of his friend who'd had a stroke and it didn't look well. They all went in and prayed, and immediately it turned around for him. The doctor told them, We don't know what it is, but it's not there anymore. And so that's how God is. He's instant. He can turn it around for you. He can turn that situation around. It may look bleak. It may look like it's not going to work out for you. It may look like it's going to fail. But know that when God is on your side, He can come in and He can turn that situation around for you. Amen. Amen. I'm excited today, so I might ask for more amens than one this time. So we're going to jump into this, and I kind of broke it. It's a little different than how I normally present, but this is the way God gave it to me this week. So we're going to read from John 5, and it's 1 through 10, but I'm going to break them down into verses and just kind of talk through this, because it's the perfect example of how God comes in, how Jesus comes in and He turns the situation for you. So first, verse 1 of John 5, 1 through 4 is what I'm going to read first. And it says, sometimes later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. From time to time, an angel of the Lord would come down and stir up the waters. The first one into the pool after each such disturbance would be cured of whatever disease they had. So here we're talking about this, we're looking at this, the pool of Bethesda, and how the angels come and stir up the water. And in this story, if you know this story, there's a man who's disabled, and he can't get to the water. He has no one to put him in, and we'll talk a little more about that. But he went 38 years wanting to get healed, and that's a long time. We've all had journeys. Has anyone had a 38-year battle that you had to wait and trust God for 38 years? That's what his battle was. It was a long time. But I love it when Jesus steps in. This really, I hope, encourages you to know that He will never leave you. Jesus will never leave us. And even if it feels like He's forgotten you, it feels like this issue is just not going to change. I'm thinking, this poor guy, 38 years, he sat there. He wasn't far from the pool, but he couldn't get there because he was disabled. He couldn't get there to get his healing. He sat there for 38 years. But then Jesus steps on the scene. So we're going to go on to next verse 5. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get healed?" You know, sometimes we can go through something so long that it kind of becomes comfortable. It's like, I've been in this so long that it's never going to change. And so you just kind of conform to it. Becomes a comfort zone even. You know, you can be sick so long that you wake up every day, yeah, that's that old familiar feeling. You know, this is not going to change. And that's kind of what I think Jesus was saying to him. Do you want to get well? You know, if you want to get well, then I'm here. I'm coming to change the situation for you. But sometimes we get stuck in that situation. Have we been there sometimes? Have we been there where it just becomes a norm? You know, but you know God can heal you, but you've gone through it so long that it just becomes a norm. And so that's where this fellow was. We just think, I'll just stay here and be in a comfort zone. But know this, today, God is turning that situation around for you. He's turning it around. I truly believe that. And so today, it's going to be a day where I have you speak to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, the person sitting next to you, God is turning this around for me. Just tell him, speaking it. There's power in your words. God is turning this around for me. There's no more sickness. He's turning it around. No more addiction. The things you're holding on to, God's turning it around for you. No more. You're turning around financial burdens, financial situations. He's turning it around for you. Trouble in your family. You know, we've all had that trouble. God's turning it around for you. Today, bad relationships, He's turning it around. I want you to just begin to start to feel that. And even when there's no one there, you can say it out into the air. There is power in your words. We can speak life or death when we speak. And when we speak positive that God is going to do this for me, He's turning this situation around for me. We have the power to do that. And that's what I'm speaking over you today, that whatever that situation is, I don't know everyone's situation. But I can tell you this, I know that just us as humans, we're going through some things, and we do go through things. But know that God sees you. He hasn't forgotten you. And he's turning that situation around. And that's what he came to tell this young man who's waiting. He's been waiting there 38 years. But God is turning that situation around. Verse 7. Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool. When the water is stirred, I'd have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. Now, this is an important verse because I think sometimes we're quiet and we don't say what we're feeling. We don't say that thing outside that we're feeling. But sometimes, have you seen or have you felt that others receive and you didn't? Have you felt like, how in the world did they get healed and God, you didn't heal me? God, how did every woman in the church get married but me? Has anyone ever been there? How did that happen? You know, you're feeling like, oh God, everyone's getting it but me. But I'm telling you, I'm here to declare today that he is turning that situation around. And that's a human feeling. And that's kind of what this man was feeling. He was like, everyone got to the pool but me. And I'm still sitting here. And we felt like that. How did everyone get a new home? But I didn't. How did everyone get a new car? It feels like that. We know that it's not everyone, but it seems like it when you're going through and you're in need. It seems like, man, Miss Jenny got it. Sister Sally got it. Everyone's getting this but me. God, are you forgetting me? Have you forgotten me? And he has not. He's turning that situation around for you. But we do have that. Sometimes we do go through that feeling. And so can anyone relate to me? Can anyone relate? Yes. We've had that feeling. I can certainly relate to that. But when Jesus steps on the scene, he turns the situation around. Verse 8. Then Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat, and walk. Jesus came to turn this man's whole life around. That's very simple. When Jesus speaks into it, it's not a long verse. He just says, get up, pick up your mat, and walk. When Jesus steps into your situation, it turns around immediately. When he steps in, when Jesus speaks, when he just speaks the word, it changes the whole situation for you. So whatever the situation is that you are going through this week, know that when Jesus speaks and when Jesus steps into it, he can turn it instantly, immediately. He turns that situation around for you. Pick up your mat and walk, he told him. All of the despair, you can let go of it. Because when Jesus steps into that situation, he's going to change it for you. And so we have to walk out of that situation when he steps into it. The disappointments are turning around. We've had disappointments because it felt like everyone else was being blessed and we weren't. We've had those. We've had financial woes. But God is turning those situations around for you today. And I want you to believe it. Turn to your neighbor again. Tell them, it's turning around for me. Before we leave here, you're going to believe that. You're going to walk out. You're going to know it's turning around for me. So at once, verse 9, at once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, it is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat. That verse kind of was like, are you serious? When I read it, I was like, are you serious? This man's been healed. We should all be excited and happy. They should have been, oh my God, we've seen you for 38 years sitting there at the pool. Jesus has come in and healed you. And they say, you know what? It's the Sabbath and you can't carry your mat. You're healed and you're in victory. And they tell him, you can't carry your mat. Have people done that to you before? Have you had the victory? You've been so excited. God has healed. He's made a way. You've gotten a brand new car, a new home, or financial issues have been taken care of, or your kids graduate. You're happy. It's one of your happiest days. And a wet blanket comes to distract you. And tell you that something else, they can find the negative in that situation. And I like to call those people haters. And those haters come to try and steal your victory. God has given, he gave this man victory. He healed him after 38 years. Can you imagine? And I like to put myself in their place. Can you imagine sitting by the pool, but you can't get in there. Can you imagine? There's my healing right there, and I can't get there, and I have no one to help me get there. Someone helps you, heals you, you're free, and all of the haters, all they can tell you is, well, you're sinning because it's the Sabbath and you picked up your mat. You don't have to lay on that mat anymore now, mind you. But I call them haters. So when the haters come, and they will come, that's just a part of life. But when they come, what this man said to them was, Jesus did it, and he kept on walking. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. Don't stop to deal with the haters. Don't stop to talk back and argue with them and any of that. You tell them, well, Jesus did it. Talk to him about it, and you keep on walking. You walk in your victory, and you trust and know that God is your healer. God is your deliverer. You watched him turn it around. And that's what happened for this man. God healed him. The Lord healed him. That just excites me so. Just like, oh my God. And just to see those haters come. So don't give place to the haters is my message on this verse. Don't give place to them. You tell them Jesus did it and you keep on walking and you walk into your victory, because then he's got a new plan for you. He's got, you know, if he heals you or if he delivers you, it's because he's got something more for you to do, and he's guiding you to do that. So many of us though have been spiritually paralyzed like this man. Feeling like we can't get up, like we can't get out of the mess in our lives. But today, again, I want to just encourage you to rise up and know that God is turning this situation around for you. He's turning it around right now. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, is the scripture that I love. When I went through cancer, I never said, woe is me, because I felt like that. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver us from them all. So we may go through a lot of things, but just like this man, but he's turning it around. He's going to deliver us out of everything that we are going through. We put our trust in him, and he's going to. He's not a God that he would lie, and he says that he will. And his word says that he works all things together for our good. Amen? Amen. So today, I'm coming to the end. I just wanted to get that message across. But back when I was younger, not much younger, but a little younger, my mom used to do this activity with us, just as an act of faith. And she would have us stand up and turn around as an act of faith that he's turning it around for us. And so I know we can't all stand up and turn it around. So what I would like for you to do, if you would, is turn it around for me. Just take your hand and in an act of faith, think about that situation that's got you, that you need God to turn it around. And in an act of faith, he's turning it around and you trust it. And then we give him praise for it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are turning that situation around for us. We thank you, God. Amen. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for everyone here today. God, we know you are in the midst of this situation, everything they are going through, God. Those who are in need of a healing, God, we thank you. You're turning that situation around for them, God. Those, God, who are in need of financial assistance, you're turning it around. God, those who are in need of their children, God, being saved, being healed, being delivered, God, you are turning it around, and we thank you. We give you praise today. We give you honor. We give you glory. You are so worthy, so worthy. We love you and honor you today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.